Welcome to the LRQA podcast series. Ahead of the upcoming Global Food Safety Conference, we talked to Tim Arne, Senior Manager Food Safety for LRQA Americas, about the emerging themes in food safety, including technology, FSMA, and FSSC 22000. Well, Tim, firstly, it's a real pleasure to talk to you. And I wanted to begin this podcast by talking firstly about technology. And technology is definitely beginning to lead to a shift in the world of food safety. Can you talk to us about the changes that are taking place in relation to e-learning, to remote assessment, and to the possibility of organizations being able to view their entire supply chain virtually?
Sure, Mike. The technology is definitely branching across the world of food safety. And as we'll talk later, it's not just in the area of the communications and the ability to assess and also train, but also in some of the tools around food safety are also developing and are really very interesting. But as far as the areas of e-learning and remote assessment and transparency for supply chain, it's really exciting. Let me start first with the area of e-learning. I think e-learning is really allowing parts of the food industry to get access to information, to training, to information that never was able to have that access before. And because I don't see e-learning as really being a replacement for traditional learning, because I still think you're going to require the need to have traditional classroom methods and auditing classes and things like that. But there is a part of the food chain and the supply chain, companies that are very small, small processors, farmers, things like that, that just don't have the ability to travel, or the time, or the deal with the cost and expense of being at travel to get to these training activities. So e-learning really brings this to the to these individuals, and allows them to get access to information that they might not have been able to do, and this is really important for food safety, because the whole thing around food safety is understanding what the requirements are, understanding what the risks are, and to do that, you need a certain amount of knowledge and competency, and this is a way of providing that. So it's very, very exciting, and I think a great advance in the area of food safety. The other thing that you talked about was remote assessment, and I really will tie remote assessment together with the ability to look at your entire supply chain. We have to remember today that the supply chain for food is incredibly complex. We talk about farm to fork. You're looking at small processors and farmers through distribution systems, through very large manufacturers and processors, and also small manufacturers and suppliers, all the way to the ultimate consumer. And to have the transparency of that is vital, because anywhere along that link, if you have a problem, you know, a weakness, you can have an issue. With the issue that we have today is that I think we do a very, very good job looking at these large suppliers and medium-sized manufacturers with traditional methods. But the issue is that the smaller processors, the smaller farmer, we really can't get to just because there's so many of them. And I think remote assessment allows us to be able to do that and to gather information and to make determinations on how these stakeholders are able to manage their risk and conform with requirements. So I think a remote assessment and transparency will greatly enhance what we're doing and will provide us with a more comprehensive view of the supply chain than we probably have today.
Tim, let's continue looking at technology. In the past, audit fatigue was often cited by organizations as an issue. How could the emphasis on technology help to alleviate this?
Yeah, this is an interesting question, because on one hand, you have the need to get more information, to look more intensely at your functions within your organizations within the supply chain. And this requires a lot more audits, a lot more visits, And so suppliers get worn out. They use this term audit fatigue, which basically means they're tired of being continuously visited by organizations to gather the same information. So I think that is a real issue. I think longer term, in the long term, as we were able to use technology to really connect information, there may not be the necessary need to make as many frequent visits to suppliers and to locations and things, because this redundancy that you see with trying to regather the same information over and over again should be able to be made available to everyone who's purchasing or buying materials from that organization. However, saying that, I think that's in the long term. I think in the short term, we're still going to have this issue because the problem is that not everybody is bought in today and being able to share all that information. And one of the goals of GFSI was to have reduction in audits, and that, you know, once the CES, that information be available, and we really haven't realized that yet. So I think in the short term, I think this is aspirational. I think in the short term, we're still going to have the issue. I think it's probably going to be even more of an issue as we go through more scrutiny of suppliers and things. But I think long term, this is a solution and a way out of being able to avoid the redundancy in audits. And as long as everyone within the supply chain is comfortable with sharing information, and then you can connect it, because the technology is there to connect the information. It's not an issue on technology. It's more of an issue with the ability and the desire and the of sharing that information. But I do think there'll be a move to that. I'm just not sure how quickly that'll be.
Right. Tim, if we can now move on and look at FSMA, the U.S. Food Safety Modernization Act. Why is it so important for organizations outside of the U.S. to understand FSMA and to be ready for it?
Yeah, I think there's two pieces to this. First is the USA is a very large market, and so as a large market, there are many, many suppliers that are feeding materials into that market. And part of the FSMA legislation or rules is this thing around foreign supplier verification. So the same rules that apply to domestic U.S. suppliers are essentially going to apply to anyone who's supplying material into the market, which means, you know, basically the entire world, because the world is supplying materials, products into the U.S. market. So they're going to have to be aware of that and going to have to be able to meet the expectations of that. The other thing, I think, is that the U.S., as being a large market, is also seen as a place, and particularly FDA and U.S. legislation, where other smaller countries will mirror similar approaches in legislation. So many of the larger countries in the world have already have very developed food safety legislation, and you can argue, in fact, that many of the countries are probably more advanced than the U.S., that the U.S. is really catching up with the rest of the world with FSMA. However, there are very many smaller countries in the world that have don't have very developed legislation or statutory approaches to food safety, and will look to the U.S. as kind of a model to build their programs. So because of these two things, you know, U.S. being a model for other countries and the whole foreign supplier piece, FSMA is incredibly important, and everyone needs to really understand what's in there and what it needs to do to comply with it.
Tim, that's a very interesting answer. Can you talk to us now about the importance of the latest FSSC 22000 update?
Sure. FSSC, which is one of the benchmark GFSI schemes, has continued to evolve over time. As there have been changes to and improvements and enhancements to the benchmarking scheme, and also as there have been developments within the global food safety community around different approaches and things. So the one thing about FSSC, it's been very, very responsive and being able to make sure it's updated and to these changes. This last set of revisions, which is version 4, is very important because there's a couple key aspects to it. So So one is the concept of unannounced audits. And this is something that many of the other schemes have already had that FSSC did not. So this is, a change that FSSC is becoming more aligned with some of the other benchmark schemes. So unannounced audits is pretty significant. And then the whole area around intentional contamination. So, around people, organizations need to protect themselves from intentional product contamination. This is another very important piece and development that the scheme is putting in place. In addition to that, the timing for this revision also aligns with some very, very important changes to something called ISO 22003, which is a foundational standard that sets up things for like changes in categories for food groups, food sectors, duration of audits and time that an assessor needs to be within a factory on the factory floor. So these are very important changes, and these changes in this foundational document, ISO 22003, plus the changes in version 4, really help, again, boost and support this very important scheme, making sure it's aligned with GFSI benchmarks and also being robust and modern to the things that are going on, and particularly things like the Food Safety Modernization Act in the U.S. So this is a great thing. It's a good thing. It's a big change, and I think the certification bodies and also the clients will have to make some changes in terms of how they react and how they respond to these, particularly when unannounced audits, because this will be a big change. But I think it's a good change, and it really speaks to how well FSSC is as a benchmark scheme.
Now, Tim, could we start to look at, or could we look at GFSI, GFSC, and food safety themes? And I just wondered, what are the themes that are dominating food safety today, both in the U.S. and globally?
Sure. We've already spoke a little bit about the impact of the U.S. Food Safety Modernization Act, and I think that is probably the number one theme that you're going to see. Everyone is now realizing that for preventive controls for food are in play, so they now need to be followed. The supplier foreign supplier verification work is also, requirements are also coming on board. So I think if there was one thing that you're going to hear, and then particularly as the conference comes up here, later this month. It's going to be FSMA and how that impacts food safety. But I think there's also a couple other things next to FSMA that maybe don't necessarily get the headline attention, but they're incredibly important. And the food industry knows about this and are very concerned, are very active in this area. And I think there are two areas, and they're linked, that I want to highlight. And the one is the emphasis on environmental pathogen control within manufacturing facilities. So there's been a big emphasis, and particularly in the U.S. Through the regulatory activities around how are manufacturers controlling the environment, particularly for the control of pathogens such as Listeria and Salmonella. So very, very important, because this is not only changing the way companies act in terms of cleaning and scheduling factories and designing equipment, but also how they verify, what they do around testing, and then also how they respond and prepare themselves for any sort of regulatory inspection. So really important area. And related to that also is the technology around whole genome sequencing, which really ties together with this environmental pathogen approach, because now the tools are out there to be able to clearly link pathogens that are in food products to environmental pathogens. And when you can bring that connection together, then you're able to really ask some serious and significant questions around control and those sorts of things. So I think FSMA is clearly an important dominating topic, But I also think this whole thing around whole genome sequencing and environmental pathogen control is also really important. And if you look in the U.S., there's been some real significant recall enforcement activities that link to these two. And I think companies need to think about, you know, are they prepared? Do they really know what's going on in their own environments? And are they prepared to react when they have an issue that's a result of that? So to me, those are some of the dominating themes in food safety today.
Thank you, Tim. A really interesting answer. And looking back at the last 5 years, over the last 5 years, what would you say have been the most significant developments that you have seen in the world of food safety? And how about the changes to the GFSI and GFSC and to its members' focus?
Yeah, I think, again, building off of this, you know, the same kind of themes that I talked about earlier around what's going out there, I think has been building over the last few years. So the Food Safety Modernization Act is not something that just happened this year. It's been in play and building for a number of years. So that's been growing, and that's been a pretty important development. The use of the technology in terms of whole genome sequencing, environmental monitoring, those things have also been building. But I think in addition, this concept of really understanding supply chains, having transparency to supply chains, and really realizing that you're only as good as the weakest link in your supply chain has really now, I think, been viewed and been understood and appreciated within the industry. And what this has resulted in is now more focus on verification of those supply chains, which again gets back to audits and things like the GFSI benchmark schemes. And when you go to the conferences and you look at the activities and you look at the things that GFSI is doing, it's really around linking together all those pieces of the supply chain. So where, you know, maybe 10 years ago, it was very much the retailers having a need to have standardized audit approaches, and then you saw the introduction of the suppliers and the manufacturers because they really wanted to have a voice at the table through this. Now I think you really see all aspects of the food supply chain. So it's suppliers, it's producers and manufacturers, it's retailers, but it's also things like CBs, like our group. Academics, you're now seeing much more involvement from academia and seeing this as really becoming the GFSI being the primary center and voice for food safety discussions within the world. So it's really been a build-up, but I think this thing around a connected supply chain is a really valuable one and one that now is you're starting to see a lot of activity around.
Tim, and if we look at, as you've just mentioned, the changes and the developments, how have they impacted the importance and the benefits of assessment, certification, and training for food safety professionals and organizations in the food sector?
Yeah, absolutely important and vital. And you know, I think those three areas that you mentioned are the right ones and they're linked. If you start with assessment, the need to really understand and verify your supply chain is important. And you can no longer just purchase materials and from locations that you're not really sure you know what's going on. You need to understand them. And things like the Food Safety Modernization Act require you do that. So that's really important. And then how do you do that? Well, one of the best ways to do that is to go and be certified to a scheme. And I think certification not only provides you with that confidence and of what you're purchasing, but certification also provides a level of it provides independence, which is really important when you're looking at credibility. So when you want to be able to have a credible assessment of a part of your supply chain, having independent verification is very, very important because it basically says that if you brought somebody in who's an expert, who has the ability to be independent of the parties involved and really did an assessment. So certification and assessment, really critical. And I think you can see as the number of certifications has increased and continues to increase as the schemes expand, this becomes a very, very valuable tool. Then the other piece of this is training, and very important because you need to understand what you're doing. And so these schemes are complex. The approaches for how you implement them can be challenging. And so you need to really understand what you're doing. And I think, like I said, in the past, the larger companies had training, understood, had the ability to do that. Now what you're seeing is as the supply chain becomes more transparent, extends, everybody in the food chain needs to be trained. And so I think there's a desire and a need to make sure that this training is available, it's effective. And so there's been a big need and a big pull from all sorts of individuals to get more training and provide that, whether it's auditing training, whether it's scheme training, or more fundamental, how to assess hazards and basic things around food technology. So you have the convergence of assessment, certification, and training all coming together, and I think organizations are going to have a need for that and continue to do that.
Thank you for listening to the LRQA podcast series. For more information on LRQA's food services, visit www.lrqa.com or www.lrqausa.com. The Global Food Safety Conference is being held in Houston, Texas this year and runs from February the 28th through to March the 2nd. For more information, visit www.mygfsi.com.